Hello. Welcome to the Global Research Journal podcast. This composition is on the relevance of Needonomics on the impact of COVID-19 on global economy. A prospective study by Professor Dr. Madan Mohan Goel, the founder of the Needonomics School of Thought and experienced vice chancellor in government and private universities in India. The purpose of this composition was to propose smart, simple, moral, action-oriented, responsive, and transparent actions for stakeholders of the economy with spiritual input from Gita and Anugita. This composition is divided into the following sections. 1. Introduction. 2. Understanding of the global economy before COVID, during COVID, and after COVID with various performance indicators. Section 3 includes Needonomics as a strategy. And Section 4 conclusions and policy implications. Introduction. In the wake of coronavirus, COVID-19, the global economy faced many challenges and stands victimized with recession in most of the economies, including India. COVID-19 proved as the black swan of global economy, which has swallowed millions of human lives, better not to be quantified. To cope up the impact of COVID-19, every citizen as consumer, producer, distributor, and trader has a role to play in the global economy to be revived from the recession caused by demand and supply distortions during COVID-19. It will be relevant to understand the functioning of the global economy before COVID-BC and after COVID-AC by the economist to ponder over the solutions for the problems. Being a votary for Needonomics School of Thought, I believe that every citizen must accept the responsibilities of Needo education for educating youth, not only employability and entrepreneurship, but the basics of everything we need in our daily lives. We need to go beyond looking at government to find ways to develop the most valuable resources, the people. Needo health. How to lead a healthy lifestyle, have a balanced diet, need of doing physical activities, and taking care of our thoughts and emotions. Needo finances to earn a decent living by judicious spending. Needo morality for living a disciplined life with empathy, not lip service of sympathy, towards all around us. Calls for understanding the principle of Needonomics, economics of needs. We need resources which are certainly limited and require to be spent judiciously, confining to needs. The domain of Needonomics, as innovation, is spiritual, nonviolent, and ethical in nature, based on the logo of Life Insurance Corporation, LIC, of India, Yogakshmam Vahamyam. Your welfare is our responsibility. ABC of Needonomics with accuracy, brevity, and clarity have to be understood and adopted for the solution of economic and non-economic problems in the society. Needonomics is capable of saying no to inward foreign direct investment, FDI, and takes care of the minimum needs of the weaker sections of the society, practicing the art of giving with living in minimalism. It is believed by the researcher that the problems including violence, terrorism, exploitation, and corruption of all kinds are caused by Greedonomics, economics of greed, and can be reduced if not removed by Needonomics, which deserve attention and adoption by all the stakeholders including politicians, both in power and opposition, as an innovation of India. We need to research and rethink out-of-the-box solutions for the problems of the economy. We must be compassionate towards the weaker sections of the society requiring art of giving. Possible only by adopting Needonomics. Economy can be people-friendly and socially beneficial only if undertaken in accordance with NAW approach, need, affordability, and worth of the goods and services of international marketing. To become the desired human resources, the stakeholders must become street smart and simple with spiritual input flowing from the epics including Gita and Anugita. Section 2. Understanding of the global economy. Although it is difficult to explain the economic damage from the global COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, yet it has had severe negative impacts on the global economy. During 2020, the world's collective gross domestic product, GDP, fell by 3.4%. To put this number in perspective, global GDP reached $84.54 trillion US dollars in 2020, meaning that a 3.4% drop in economic growth results in over $2 trillion US dollars of lost economic output. However, the global economy quickly recovered from the initial shock, reaching positive growth levels again in 2021. That year, it reached $92.3 trillion US dollars, and it is expected to continue to grow in the coming years, although Russia's war in Ukraine since February 2022 and its impact on the world's economy may hamper economic growth. Every sector of the global economy suffered from the COVID crisis. The entire analysis of the impact of COVID on global economy suffers from data limitations. It is very difficult to measure the impact without proper data, not available, which has to be generated and required to be authenticated by various data collection agencies. Section 3. Strategy of Needonomics. The strategy of Needonomics as the smooth path of survival and revival of the global economy, including India. Strategy is essentially a choice of time, place, and manner of attack on the problem at hand. The crisis of recession must be handled with care and convictions by the large breed of economists at all levels. We must adopt common sense approach. I believe that common sense is to have sound judgment without specialized knowledge. One being street smart understands and assesses the situation and adopts common sense approach for understanding, analyzing, interpreting, and adopting the solutions of the problems at hand. Needonomics requires actions suiting circumstances as a common sense approach of cut the coat according to the cloth. It is an old proverb, mostly before the ready-made dresses started flooding the shopping mall. In those days, people bought the cloth according to the requisite measurement for stitching new dresses, including the coat. Even now, many people do that. However, if the cloth purchased is cut more at one or two places than the required length and breadth, then there will be shortfall of material for other areas of the body, like arms, collar, and pockets. Like the body and mind coordination for any action of ours, these two, income and expenses, go together. It is all in one's hand, mostly in middle class and even among higher income group of people, too. A father is the breadwinner of a family. He works and earns, so that he and his family members who depend on him for a living find all the bare necessities and live peacefully. At home, both the father and mother jointly discuss and plan the monthly expenditures so that it should not overlap the income. This proverb applies not only to individuals but also to business establishments. Of course, a company may raise a loan to expand or diversify its business, but it must do so judiciously. Otherwise, it can even go bankrupt. Even the government of a nation has to keep in mind its total resources while spending. If it does not do so and goes on borrowing recklessly from banks in foreign countries, it could result in severe economic problems for the nationals. The saying is of great practical value. Applying it in life makes one happy and contented. Income can be compared to output and expenses to input. If the input exceeds the output, then there is bound to be financial crunch every month. This will lead to debts and worries. And if the same situation persists, resulting in the accumulation of debts, it will shatter the peace in the family. So it is the duty of the heads of the family to chalk out a strategy in such a way, like cutting the cloth to the requisite measurement, that both ends can be met with. It is not applicable to family alone, but applicable to any economy in the world, including India. Now, even the superpower USA also undergoes trials and tribulations, resulting in recession. It is worth quoting a great saying by an anonymous writer. They live in a beautiful little apartment overlooking the rent. Though it sounds funny, it is true in many families who give utmost importance to luxury, a sort of face-saving attitude among their near and dear, by borrowing money and becoming debtors in the long run. One must have some comforts. There is no second opinion about it. But at the same time, it is the best policy to curtail unnecessary expenses. To say goodbye to the cobra effect of international debt, we should adopt Needonomics, which is ethical, nonviolent, and spiritual in nature, and says no to greed. Authenticating economic thoughts of Mahatma Gandhi is based on the logo of Life Insurance Corporation, LIC, of India, Yogakshamam Bahamyam. Your welfare is our responsibility. ABC of Needonomics to be understood, analyzed, interpreted, and adopted for the solution of economic and non-economic problems in the global society as consumers, producers, distributors, and traders. Altruism, basic needs, and commitment for the society are the implications of Needonomics. We have to focus on the need-based priorities and choices as consumers. The joy of freedom cannot be found in the art of living for the livelihood, but with the art of giving by adopting lifestyle of altruism, not me but you, with limited use of resources for the self. The excessive dependence on FDI can be reduced to a considerable extent by adopting Needonomics. The call for stopping the use of foreign Chinese goods can be successful only if we can find needs only and say no to greed, which falls in the domain of Greedonomics, economics of greed. Internationalization of Indianization is possible by adopting diplomacy of localization. Think globally and act locally, and sharing and caring of others. To enhance the international stature of incredible India, We should stop war of words and win over the adversaries in neighborhood with diplomacy. To create capacity in the economy, we must build infrastructure which require investment and is dependent on domestic saving rate. This is possible with expenditure policy based on Needonomics. One can increase the capacity of investing, saving, and donating for public well-being only by confining to needs. There is no substitute of the control of expenditure and consumption for investment to enhance the capacities and capabilities. Professor Goel believed that Needonomics is necessary and sufficient for solving the economic and non-economic problems anywhere in the world, including India. Needonomics is required for saying no to most of the problems caused by greedonomics, economics of greed, including violence, terrorism, exploitation, deprivation, discrimination, discontent, and corruption of all kinds prevailing in the society. Endless greed is the real menace facing the world today. To Professor Goel's mind, an economist who speaks and argues Needonomics is known as Needonomist. Strategy of Spiritually Guided Materialism, SGM. To implement the strategy of Needonomics, I believe that Strategy of Spiritually Guided Materialism, SGM, flowing from LIC of India's slogan in the logo Yogakshmam Bahamyam in Sanskrit, which loosely translates into English as Your Welfare is Our Responsibility, derived from sloka number 22 of chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, Ananiash Chintiantomam e Jana Periyapase Teshin Nityabhyuktinam Yogakshimam Bahamyam. Meaning thereby, there are those who always think of me and engage in exclusive devotion to me. To that whose minds are always absorbed in me, I provide what they need and preserve what they already possess. Recession in the global economy, including India, needs proper diagnosis by the economists of all shades and creed with Gita-based wise words of wisdom, WWW, to create conducive climate and work culture with honesty of purpose. It needs to be understood, analyzed, and interpreted that spiritualism and materialism are complementary to each other and not substitutes. To mitigate the miseries of materialism, modern economics must consist of spiritualism, which is necessary and sufficient for ethical behavior of economic actors, including consumers, producers, distributors, traders, and above all, policymakers and facilitators. Economists have the unique responsibility towards the moral empowerment of all the actors in the economy. Needo consumption by consumer as a hero of economics. Professor Goel believes that a consumer as a hero of economics is always interested in the heroine, goods and services, and all those who pollute the relationship are called villains in the real drama of the market. Everyone is a consumer and is expected to behave in the market with rational behavior, which falls in the domain of consumer psychology. Consumer psychology is the study of why and how people buy things in the market, online and offline. Every consumer should consume the goods and services as per the needs. It is unfortunate that leading economists of the world promote greed as the basis of economic growth, turning it into a greedonomics. Economics should be based on need, not on greed. It should be a Needonomics, and not a greedonomics. To boost immunity of the people as consumers, we have to adopt a eclectic approach towards consumption of food by replacing the attitude of eating to live in comparison to the Americans who live to eat. Stakeholders of Needonomics as street smart and simple global citizens. For revival of the economy, we need street smart citizenry as consumers, producers, distributors, and traders. A person is street smart with the attributes including simple, moral, action-oriented, responsive and transparent, smart, along with Needonomics in the present economic scenario of materialism and consumerism. We have to adopt simple model of empowerment, consisting of six human development activities, such as spiritual quotient, SQ, development, intuition development, mental level development, love oneself attitude development, and emotional quotient, EQ, development. The synergy of these six aspects is an essential requirement for us to emerge and realize our full potential. SQ development is essential for the removal of stress and strain as well as social and economic health of the society. SQ development is necessary and sufficient for converting human beings into human capital. The process of HRD. Spirituality is the science of soul, the spirit to know actuality with spiritual path. To attain sustainable development, it is very important for us to develop intelligence to understand and accept situations, people and the changes happening around us through intuition, which is possible only by believing, trusting and worshiping God, Bhakti. A calm and contented mental clarity, kindness, silence, self-control, and purity of character constitute the austerity of the mind, which is the need of the day for the mental level development. An old and wise saying, "A sound mind lives in a sound body," makes the justification for physical development. Having a sound body is very essential for the proper development of one's life. If our body is not working properly, it is diseased. We cannot perform our duty well and will be inefficient in our work. The growth and development of one's life depends upon the development of physical powers. Physical development is possible by the kind of food we eat, by understanding, analyzing, and adopting Bhagavad Gita in our life. It is a love of oneself that urges to take those activities where we get pleasure and discard all those activities where pain is there. This calls for love oneself as true soul to perform the duties without fear. There are three major components to improve EQ, such as motivating oneself, motivating others, and empathizing and not sympathizing with others, which clearly prescribe the functional areas which determine the EQ of a person. All these three components of EQ are related to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita to a greater extent. To understand, analyze, interpret, and adopt Dharma as spirituality, we need to read and reread Bhagavad Gita, which is Ism Neutral Religion Free Treatise on Management. It promotes spiritual mathematics, yag equals summation, as 1 plus 1 equals 1. One soul added to God becomes one. Soul do not die and death rate is zero in the science of spirituality. Then why fear death? As physical body everybody is to die and death rate is 100%, then why worries? To fulfill the desires, wants, and demands of all kinds, one needs to unite with God. This is the only path to be followed for peace, progress, and prosperity. Strategy of globalization as alternative to globalization. Professor Goel's perceptions about globalization in present times of COVID-created economic crisis is to understand, analyze, and interpret globalization as internationalization of Indianization, which he has been promoting since 1991. To implement the vision of New India, he believes we should be little diplomatic and use the wisdom for globalization to promote Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, as the Indian ethos. We have to control our tongue and appetite of the war of words and agree to disagree respectfully. For determination of implementing the desired vision, we must accept Nidanomics as the key for self-reliance. It is pertinent to mention that self-reliance, atanirbhar, without the knowledge of the self as soul, atma, is a distant dream and calls for imbibing human values of public well-being, Lokmanigal. NAW approach of marketing. Economy can be people-friendly and socially beneficial only if undertaken in accordance with NAW approach, need, affordability, and worth of the goods and services. The pertinent questions before the people: do one need the good or service, which has been so glamorously advertised? Is the good or service affordable? Is the good or service worth its price? The market should satisfy the essential needs of the people, create employment opportunities, and be utilitarian. We must understand, analyze, interpret, and adopt an NAW approach for the goods and services. To create work culture, there is need of converting holiday culture into holy day culture. Professor Goel firmly believed that the rate of progress in spiritualism is faster than the rate of progress in materialism. Therefore, there is need of accepting spiritually guided materialism, SGM, strategy, making a case for Nidanomics, which is nonviolent, ethical, and spiritual, not agreed greedonomics, as a solution of various problems in any economy. Efficacy and esteem should be the belief to shape the economy, which calls for zealous, not jealous, human resources with spiritual input. To make it happen, we should adopt an evolutionary approach and should not expect miracles. Section 4. Conclusion. The global economy can be people-friendly and socially beneficial only if undertaken in accordance with NAW approach, need, affordability, and worth of the goods and services. The pertinent questions before the people: do one need the good or service, which has been so glamorously advertised? Is the good or service affordable? Is the good or service worth its price? The market should satisfy the essential needs of the people for NIDO consumption, create NIDO employment opportunities, and be NIDO utilitarian. We must understand, analyze, interpret, and adopt NAW approach of international marketing for the goods and services, which falls in the domain of Nidonomics. We must be alert, aware, and awake of the cobra effect, which occurs when an attempted solution to a problem makes the problem worse, as a type of unintended consequence. We have to accept and adopt the principle of Neidonomics with mindfulness, which can address the negativities of greed prevailing before and after COVID. We must adopt smart and simple models for the global citizens as stakeholders of the global economy to become street smart. We must fit into the dynamic business environment by adoptive attitude for the changed patterns in post-pandemic era. This brings us to the end of this perspective study by Professor Goel. If you are interested in learning more about his work, please refer to the reading list that can be found in the references section in the PDF version of this article published by Global Research Journal.